Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Friday Show. As you can tell, probably already, I am not Neil Atkinson. He is in Las Vegas. Yes, that's right. He is in Las Vegas. So you've got me, Mo Stewart. It's a bit of a truncated show, as I put it in my agenda, but I prefer the idea of it being lean, tight. We're not going to go through the whole calendar of match week, but we're going to pick the best ones, the most interesting ones, the juiciest ones, and for a change that does not include Arsenal, Man City. So just telling you that up front. Who we do have alongside me is Chris Barber and Teza Simakulwa. And Chris, seeing as you're here and I'm here and it's Liverpool Chelsea this weekend, it feels like a natural place to start.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, just the Liverpool Chelsea-ness of it all. I think for pretty much the last 20 years and some change, those words, Liverpool versus Chelsea, just been such steeped in narrative. There hasn't really been a game where no one cares about for a long time. And partly this is because a lot of the time these games normally end up with one team lifting a trophy. But even this game, I think at this point in the season, for different reasons, both teams under new management have had good starts, but are both looking forward to this game to see where they really are.
Yeah, 100%. It's funny because I sort of think it's quite a strange rivalry with a small R in a way. Even in that, from sort of my perspective, I can't really think of any really big individual performances from a Chelsea player. But our record's not bad in this, so it's not like it speaks more to the fact that it's always got enough narrative that you don't need Eden Hazard to score a hat-trick or whatever. And I think there's plenty of Liverpool players who have had huge moments. And I think the biggest, most memorable performance in this game in recent years is Frank Lampard from the sideline.
Yes.
Wonderful, lovely stuff. I think it speaks to me of a game that I think has to be about, I think it's interesting because neither team have kind of had, obviously we've probably said this quite a lot this week on various things, neither team have kind of had this opportunity to think about their football like this, even to the point of, I was thinking, have Liverpool had to consider the fact they might have to negotiate two players onto watching one in Cole Palmer, and have Chelsea played an opponent who's asked them to deal with that yet this season? Probably not.